Today's episode of Robinson Podcast is sponsored by DraftKings.com. If football's your passion, you know the players and teams, their strengths, their weaknesses. You can put that knowledge to the test this weekend and play for your shot in the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com. It's just part of the $5 million in total prizes they're doling out in the Week 1 contest. DraftKings.com is the destination for one-week fantasy football, and one-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. You just pick out your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. You could renew an old rivalry by challenging friends and family in a private league to prove you're the superior GM, or join an existing league, go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, and fantasy players from all across the country. So hurry to DraftKings.com now. Choose your players, and you could seriously cash in Week 1. Use the promo code ROB to play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code ROB to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in the Week 1 contest only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Hey, everybody. Good morning. We are back once again for the final time in Big Brother 18 to update you on the overnight action from the live feed. Spoilers ahead for the newest HOH and what they are planning to do. I'm Rob Sestino here with Alex Kidwell and Taryn Armstrong. Final Friday to talk about this stuff because there'll be no Thursday eviction. The only Friday update will be on my mental state after the Jets open up the season. 0-2! That's football, Taryn. That's football talk.
I got it.
You got it. Yeah. Yes. After two losses in 5 days, it might be more than I can handle, but maybe not as much as the sitting Ducks might have to handle this week. All right, Alex. We ended our show last night talking about how Corey was going to be the HOH and what he was going to have in store. So where did Corey and Nicole ultimately land on what they want to do this week?
Ultimately, they're going to put up Paul and Victor.
That's
the move. It's the only move.
It's the only move for them. How quickly did they arrive to this decision?
Just as quickly as Corey was able to convince Nicole that she should stop being scared and, you know, follow reason.
Yeah. So it was Corey trying to convince Nicole.
Yeah. Well, Nicole's issue in Big Brother in general is just she's so averse to risk. And this is a bit of a risk. I mean, just in the sense that it's exposing you. Ultimately, like you're showing the last of your cards at this point, but it doesn't matter. You're in the position where you can afford to do so, and she just needs to get over it.
Taryn, I feel like that's kind of crazy to me because in my mind, I imagined it would be Nicole saying, "Come on, Corey, we got to do this. This is Big Brother. This is what Derek would do. We got to make this move." It's like, oh my God, those guys are my friends. It's surprising to me that it's Corey that's more of the driving force on this.
Well, it's less of the fact that they're friends and more of the fact that she's scared. As Alex said, she's scared of getting evicted this week. She wanted to be sure that they could trust James to not use the veto, because if they do this, if they openly go against Paul and Victor and then James decides he's going to work with Paul and Victor over them, then James, if he wins the veto, can take one of them off and then Nicole is gone. I don't think Nicole is opposed to the move itself. I think she's opposed to the way that they're going about it. And she's trying to come up with some way that she can ensure her safety this week. And she's not really finding it, which also does kind of surprise me, because it does seem like there is a way to get through this, to play it off Paul and Victor, to say, look, we're going to backdoor James. We're going to make him feel that he's comfortable so that he doesn't try as hard in the veto, or even just say, look, you know, we don't want to take the risk that one of you takes the other off and then Nicole's on the block. So we're going to put you up. James is still our target. Don't worry. Either one of those things, I think, is relatively okay and won't totally have them gunning after Nicole and Corey. But what Corey kind of wants to do is just say, sorry, guys, blindsided. We're going after you.
Yeah. And Alex, how is this sitting with Paul and Victor yet? Are Nicole and Corey still just operating under the, James is the target. James is going home this week.
Yeah, well, they haven't really had a game-related discussion. I mean, they celebrated after the comp last night. And then, you know, Paul, who took the most wipeouts by a country mile last night, was sore. And so he went to bed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you didn't really have any conversation really about the game. But they went to bed. Victor is really confident that they're not going to, you know, bone them, as these guys say. Paul is not so sure. I think Paul recognizes that it really doesn't make much sense not to turn around on a pair at this point when James is by himself. So Paul has an inkling. Victor is naively, you know, expecting the thing that's impossible. And yeah, really James ultimately does seem like, yeah,
like he's really like oh, they're not gonna screw me over. You know, we had a pact and everything would be fine. He's such a Stark, Victor.
And it's like he's been evicted twice by people that he trusted.
Yeah.
Well, why hasn't he learned his lesson yet?
Well, Jon Snow got stabbed to death by people he trusted, and then here he goes again. You know, leading an army into certain death. So it's a good comparison.
Yeah. I mean, it's really just not gonna. He's so righteous, Victor, and the fact that they're gonna do this to him, like he's really just gonna be so upset and hurt about all of this, especially when that this final four was sort of constructed around the, like sort of the righteous notion of it was, oh, James and Natalie, they were the people that they went against us, and we had this deal, and then so now we have to, you know, we're gonna stick together. Our alliance is the final four. Why are we making this complicated? We had a chance to put Nicole and Corey up on the block last week. We didn't. We stuck to our word. And now when Nicole and Corey are going to break their word to them, just the two of them, I think, are just going to be beside themselves, Taryn.
Yeah. This is really a crash course on Big Brother for these two. And they're going to find that loyalty really doesn't mean anything in the game for the most part, especially when you present yourself as such a huge threat. And the fact that they're so tight, the fact that Victor has won so many competitions, he's so likable, nobody is ever going to really work with him. Even Paul, to some extent, is going to think about, do I have to betray Victor? He's not going to find somebody that he can just, you know, sit down with and ride to the end with, because he presents himself as such a threat. He needs to learn that there are other facets of the game.
Yeah. Alex, how are the guys going to react to this? Is it just going to be just fire and brimstone? Do you think that they're just going to get very focused? Do you think they'll just be more hurt than anything?
I think they'll be mad. I think, you know, Nicole is definitely expecting to be grilled. Nicole is so scared she doesn't even want to be at the nomination ceremony. She'd rather skip that and stay upstairs in the bedroom where it's safe. So, yeah, I think, you know, the expectation is probably just a little bit of, yeah, I mean, they're going to be pissed, and they're probably going to say, like, what's the deal, man? What's going on? Why are we getting bones?
So, Taryn, all roads then lead to James, who's in a suddenly powerful position this week after being in a total sad sack position for the previous week. Is there any hope for the sitting Ducks that they could get James to flip back to their side and potentially cast a vote following a veto win where he would be able to take either Nicole or Corey out of the game?
I don't think it's super likely, but it's obviously possible, especially because I feel like James really doesn't think that he has a lot of loyalty at this point. He had a conversation with Natalie right before she left where he basically said, they're probably going to go after each other, and that's fine with me. I'm going to let them do that. And he also said that, you know, maybe he would work with Paul and Victor. Maybe he would work with Corey and Nicole. Like, it really just depends on who he thinks he's going to go further with. And that's probably Nicole and Corey, especially since they do have power. And I also think that if he was going to take one of them out, he would want it to be Corey first. And the fact that Corey is immune probably helps them even more. So I do think he's going to stick with Nicole and Corey, but I don't think that's totally locked at this point.
Alex, just to go back to do the Monday morning Natalie quarterback of it all. So just going back to last week, if Victor doesn't win the chicken cage competition, how did last week play out?
Probably Paul and Victor go on the block.
Yeah. But at the hands of Natalie? Even following that it was Nicole and Corey who really ended up boning them at that vote that sent Big Meech out in the eviction?
At that point in time, you know, she might not want to put Victor up, but she definitely would put Paul up. And, you know, the only thing is at that point, like, who, you know, you almost have to put Victor up next to him.
Yeah,
I mean, she talked about how if she had won, she wanted to put Corey and Nicole up. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if she had done that, if she had won. But obviously, if Corey wins there, maybe he decides to turn on Paul and Victor a week early. But I really don't think so. So it probably was a mistake to win that HOH.
Yeah. You know, I can't really blame anybody at this point in the game for potentially going after a victory in that spot, especially when you're Victor and your whole claim to winning the game is based on competition wins. He's trying to win everything that he can. But I think it might come down to if he can win a veto this week. I'm assuming Victor is the target of the two. Is that fair to say?
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. So then if Victor ends up being the person who can win this final five veto, then it'll be Paul who goes home and ultimately vice versa. So the one scenario that we've sort of touched on is if James could potentially win the veto and then use the veto to take one of the two sitting ducks off of the block, that would then force Corey into the untenable position of having to put Nicole up on the block. Boy, I mean, this would really be rolling the snake eyes of Big Brother half weeks, Taryn.
Yeah, and it's funny that that could happen given all the connections that we've made to Big Brother 5 and Drew and Diane and how they pulled that exact move to get Karen out. And this might happen to them in this season. So it's definitely a tricky position to be in, and they do have to make sure whoever stays off the block is 100% locked with them.
And has there been any sort of interaction with James from either side, Alex?
Yeah, so this was a big pivotal moment, I think, that really made Nicole finally feel secure about going ahead with the plan to just go ahead and put both Paul and Victor on the block. James was in the diary room last night, and Nicole and Corey are watching on the closed circuit feed that you have up in the head of household bedroom. And when James comes out of the diary room and goes in the kitchen to make a snack, and Nicole says something about like, oh, this will be telling. Let's see where James goes, and this will determine who he's loyal to. And James makes himself a sandwich and starts up the stairs, and they just go nuts. They're so excited that James is coming to talk to them. So that, I think, really did kind of give Nicole the sense like, okay, thank God he is with us and not with the other two guys. And when James got up there, he did say like, so what's the plan this week? And they're like, what do you think it is? He's like, well, I figure y'all got bigger fish than me. And they're like, yeah, you're right on about that, James. So
is that
it's coming together for those guys.
Wherever James eats the sandwich, Taryn, that's where his loyalties lie.
I mean, in their eyes, yeah. But I mean, obviously he's going to go talk to who's in power. I'm like,
it's not a choice. Jackpot there. Yeah.
Hey, the key to James's heart is through his stomach. All right.
Okay. All right. I want to open it up to a couple of questions here. Of course, we're streaming live on our Facebook channel at facebook.com/RobIsThePodcast. I got a lot of people watching the show live. So thanks for checking that show or this show out. This is from Jeremy Yap, who says, with Paul and Victor gone this week, does the remaining one pair team up with James at the final four, or will James stick with Nicole and Corey? It does seem like we've had this sort of zigzag where that whoever loses power ends up then going off with that the other person who's not in power to sort of pair up at different points this season. How likely is that scenario where Nicole and Corey take out? I mean, this is sort of like the debate that Brent and I were getting into last night on the show. I feel like that James sticks with Nicole and Corey all the way through, but do either of you guys feel like that James would stick with whatever remaining sitting duck stays?
It's hard, right? Because I think that James is going to be thinking in those terms. I think that he really doesn't want to have to go with Nicole and Corey to the end, although Nicole definitely can make a case to James like, Corey is so perfect. I know I could never beat him. I would take you. That said, this is why I almost think it might be worth taking Paul out instead of Victor. I think that James has a much more difficult time saying, I'm going to team up with Victor at final four and go to final three with Victor.
Because Natalie dated him?
Well, because Natalie dated him, because exactly. Natalie constantly talked him up about how he's amazing and she would vote for him in the end. And he's a huge comp threat. I think that James would feel much more comfortable teaming up with Paul against Nicole and Corey than he would Victor. And that's why it might be worth it to take out Paul instead.
Alex, yeah, that's a really good point.
Is it still in James's mind at all, the stuff that Natalie said, which she did retract ultimately, but if you work with Corey and Nicole, I'll never talk to you again. Is that still a thing that he's considering?
No, I don't think so. And in fact, you know, who knows if we'll see it on the show or not, but he has been throwing Natalie under the bus to the extent that she throws him under the bus in the last several hours, saying, you know, like, well, clearly I just got caught up in the showmance. And I spent my game letting, you know, Natalie and Michelle and Bridget and these girls like tell me what to do. And I lost sight of things. And so that's been his mantra the last over the course of the night. So, I definitely think that he's feeling like, not only is he not worried about, you know, playing a game that Natalie wouldn't be happy with, he's going to go ahead and distance himself from Natalie entirely for the rest of the game, at least.
Yeah. Jayanne wants to know, Alex, have you gotten any reaction from Dr. Will on the events of last night's eviction yet?
On last night's eviction?
Yes, yes. I feel like that you are the person who you're his like his contact in the media for in terms of Big Brother.
God, I
his
wish.
Confidant.
If he ever decides to do like a you know like an Andy Dick style apprentice show, I'll be the first to sign up.
Okay. Just a reminder on the accelerated timetable for this week. Of course, we'll be back with Donnie Thompson on Sunday night to talk about the nominations. And then we're going to have on Tuesday night the veto and the eviction. So we are really going to be in the hurry up offense here, just a 5-day cycle before we get to then another eviction on Wednesday, where we go into basically Big Brother in 1 week, all in one episode as we get down from then from 4 to 3 heading into Friday. This is from Nicolette, who says, were you surprised at how much credit Davon gave Nicole in the jury segment last night? Do you think she has that influence over the jury in the case that Nicole is in the final two? We touched on this on the show, but I'm interested to get your opinions on it. Do you guys feel like that Davon has a lot of sway with that jury?
Me and Taryn aren't surprised. We're the two that called it.
Oh,
oh, I wouldn't say we necessarily. I had to speak up a little more.
Get out of here, dude. You've got to be the most right.
No, Alex agreed with me, but he also disagreed with me. He was fencing.
Fencer tins all around.
Yeah, but yeah, I do see Davon having a fair amount of influence here. I think that she is somebody who knows the game better than most people in the jury, and I think that she has a lot of sway. Yeah, I think she has a lot of sway with a lot of the jury members, because Davon as a commenter, as an analyzer, that is her strength. She is very good at saying, at like, this is how it is, folks. I'm spilling the tea.
Hey, and that twin is fat.
Yeah,
right.
Now, and everyone was like, yeah, she is fat, isn't she? I think it's mostly going to be sort of a Pauly versus Davon sort of dynamic in the jury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely can see that. Well, I mean, definitely Zakiya is like, that's the microcosm there. It's like which one of the Zakiya is not going to vote for herself. We all know this at this point because she hasn't played the game for herself. So who's going to own Zakiya's vote? Will it be Pauly or Davon? It looks like Pauly at this point, but there are a couple people like, say, Michelle, right? Who, you know, Michelle comes in, obviously very vindictive, saying, I'm not going to vote for Paul or Nicole or Corey. Or like, you're going to have to vote for one of these people eventually. So Davon could be the difference in someone like a Michelle saying, I'm adamantly not voting for a Nicole versus, I guess if it came down to it, I would ultimately vote for Nicole if I had to.
Last thing, with Natalie heading to the jury, will we get another jury house segment before this thing is said and done? I kind of feel like that there might be due for another round of fireworks with the typical jury girl, Natalie, being reunited with Pauly in the jury house.
You got to think so. Right? Like they can't like just, I mean, unless nothing happens, they've got to show it, right?
Maybe we could fit that in on Wednesday night.
I don't know. I kind of feel like the next time you see the jury, they'll be sitting down with Dr. Will.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. They can just show it then. Like is that
from your source? Dr. Will told you that he'll be there, Alex?
No, definitely not. I'm just I'm reading ahead.
Okay. All right. We will see. We'll see as information comes to light. We will be here to cover it. Of course, Sunday night, Taryn and I will be back with Donnie Thompson. Looking forward to having Donnie on the podcast in the video version. Last summer, we talked to him audio. We had some tech issues at my house and we weren't able to get the live stream going that night. So looking forward to getting him on the Hangout to answer your questions coming up. And I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say in terms of Nicole. Alex, any predictions? Is Donnie going to be rooting for Nicole or rooting against Nicole? Is he pro Nicole?
Well, Donnie Thompson, he's a nice fella. I can't imagine he wouldn't be supporting his buddy Nicole from his season.
Okay, good.
Holy crap!
Okay. So we'll see what he has to say come Sunday night. Plus, much more to come. We'll have episodes live Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night coming up. So a big, big brother week. So looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments on robhasawebsite.com. Follow Taryn on Twitter. He's at Armstrong Taryn. Alex is at Alex Kidwell. Anything else, guys? Huh? All right. Got nothing else for you. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.